Adobe, there we go. Okay, we'll get going here. And 3, 2, and 1. It is a fall sports preview here on AM 1480 KAUS Sports, and we are glad to be joined here today by the head coach of the Austin Backer girls tennis team, Jeff Anderson. And Jeff, first off, thanks so much for your time here on KAUS Sports. Greatly appreciated. And I guess first off, obviously, the first ever fall sports season for Austin and everybody else in the midst of a pandemic. And I just guess basically the first question here, Jeff, how was your, I guess, how would you judge your, or how your team has adjusted in this pandemic in terms of getting ready for the season and all the things that obviously have to be done? Just how, I guess, big of an impact has this COVID-19 situation had on your team?
Well, thanks for having me. First of all, Jason, I appreciate the opportunity to talk about our tennis program. And we did summer tennis, so we had a lot of the girls out for summer tennis. So we had a lot of the COVID protocols in place all summer long. And so when we came to the season, you know, we were pretty well prepared for that season, just because of the work that we did in the summertime. So it's been an adjustment, you know. I mean, having to wear a mask as a coach all the time on the tennis court, and you know, when the girls aren't playing, to have to put a mask on. But you know, once we get on the court and we start playing tennis, you know, it hasn't really affected the game of tennis. Actually, you know, tennis is probably one of the safest sports that you can play, you know, during this time. So it hasn't affected us, you know, our playing ability and those kinds of things, but just some of the protocols have obviously, you know, had to be an adjustment for us.
Sure. As per the norm, even if it isn't a pandemic, the Packer girls tennis team really kicks things off for the fall sports season for Austin High School, and that's the case again this year. As we speak, the your squad sitting at 2-1, and Jeff, a squad that has you know, kind of a young team that you know, maturing, but has taken its lumps. A lot of good teams, obviously, in the Big Nine Conference, but now this year out to a 2-1 start. I guess could you assess the start that your team's out to here this year as obviously a very good one at 2-1?
Yeah, I mean, we knew last year, you know, at the end of the year, we had some really close matches that didn't go our way last year. You know, up until last year, it's been a couple of years that our program had not had a win, and, you know, it took the program over last year, and we had a really good nucleus of players, some really, really good leadership that we inherited. But, you know, we just couldn't seem to get over that hump. We had 2 wins last year total, and but my assistant Mark Henderson and I knew that going into this year that we probably would be a little bit better. The girls have been working pretty hard in the off season, and you know, we were able to see the fruits of that in our first two matches. You know, teams that we had really close matches with last year, one win, one loss last year, we were able to turn around into pretty convincing wins. And so we knew going in that we'd be a little bit better than we were in the past, and that seems to be true. You know, yesterday we played Rochester Mayo, and they're an elite team. I mean, you talk about a history of just dominating Big Nine tennis, state championship caliber tennis team, and they were exactly who we thought they would be when they came into town. I mean, they were really, really good. They are really young, and you know, but it was good for our girls to compete at that level. You know, my message to them was, if you want to get better, you got to play teams that are better than you. And so that's what happened yesterday. We just got beat by a better team, and we don't have any reason to hang our head or think that, you know, any loss of what we can do, because they're just that good. And we just need to learn from that and hopefully continue to get better every day.
Yeah, that's all you can do, Jeff. And if, like you said, if our fans or our listeners are unfamiliar, like you just said, Mayo, a longtime dominant squad in the Big Nine Conference, well before my time down here, and obviously that has not abated any. But I guess, Jeff, you know, you just mentioned some of these players that are back. Who are some of the kind, I guess, quote unquote stalwarts or kind of veterans on this squad that are kind of leading the way here so far this year?
Well, I mean, we we brought back our top three singles players. You know, Rihanna Schmidt, she's a junior. She's playing one singles for us. And Chloe Schmidt, senior captain, is playing two singles. And Gracie Schmidt, a ninth grader, is playing three singles for us. They all played those same exact positions last year. I think where we're strongest is probably, you know, when we get into our doubles lineup. We have some returning players. Siri Ansor's captain. We've got Lauren Warnemont, senior, who played four singles for us last year, moved to the doubles lineup. We've got Jaden Moriarty and Madison Hogan, both played one doubles last year for us, and they're playing different with different partners this year. But, you know, I think our doubles lineup is our strength, and then having that confidence and that you know, experience at the top of the lineup in your singles is always helpful. You know, we have a new player playing at four singles, Caitlin Myriger. She's playing, she's a sophomore, didn't play varsity last year, but is getting a chance at four singles, and she's going to win a lot of matches for us there. And yeah, so just overall, we have some good senior leadership. You know, as I mentioned, two of our captains, and then Ava Jovog is our third senior captain, and she's in kind of that third double spot. She played there yesterday. She'll play there occasionally. And, you know, those three seniors specifically have given us great leadership all year long, even through the pandemic, even when we couldn't meet and couldn't play. They did a great job of communication with the other players and communication with me. And, you know, there's something to be said as a coach. You know, when you have great senior leadership, it just makes your job so much easier. And I've been lucky the 2 years I've been with the girls, the leadership from the seniors has just been outstanding.
Yeah, that's all you can ask for. And like you said, that is a definite plus, Jeff. And finally, I guess the girls tennis, unfortunately, just like others here this fall, really no playoffs being discussed. Right now, the last I've heard at any rate, any kind of section playoffs or a state tournament or maybe even a conference tournament as well. And I guess, do you think that's kind of or will play a factor? And I guess, and for lack of a better term, how to, you know, that isn't there at the end of the road. But or is it just that the, you know, the girls are really glad to be playing and they're content with that? Or I guess how do you kind of see that going if that here for the rest of the season?
Well, yeah, I mean, we already know that there's not going to be a Big Nine tournament. That's already been decided, and there probably will not be an individual tournament at the state level, but we're still hopeful that maybe we could have some sort of team tournament since, you know, you would only have one team playing another team just like we have been. And so we're hopeful that maybe we can get a team tournament. You know, I mean, I guess our goal would be hopefully to host a first round, you know, section match. That's always something that for a team at our level in the Big Nine is an accomplishment. You know, and we have some team goals. You know, we want to win more matches than we did last year. We want to just keep getting better. We have our own kind of metrics that we look at and see how we're doing, and we feel like we're going in the right direction. Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit different not being able to play some non-conference matches. For us, those non-conference matches are usually competitive matches, which we really look forward to. But without those this year, we just have to make those competitive matches count in the Big Nine. And so that's kind of our mentality this year is if we go into a match that we think is winnable, we're going to do everything we can to come away with a W. And you know, our goal is to win more of those than we don't. And that's all we can do. We can only control the next match because who knows if, you know, something happens and we have to go distance learning, you know, sports will probably go away. So we're just taking it one day, one match at a time, and trying not to worry about what the end's going to look like.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jeff. That's all you can do, and obviously that's what the Packers are doing here. We appreciate your time greatly here on KUS Sports. Again, Jeff Anderson, the head coach of the Austin Packer girls tennis team. Jeff, continued success and good health here for your squad for the rest of this 2020 season. Again, thank you so much for being with us on KUS Sports, and obviously we look forward to following your squad here for the rest of the season, and we will talk to you again very soon. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.